Blog Talk Radio.
Internet Radio is back on the air here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. Thank you so much for listening today. This is a special three-hour show with a dual purpose. During the first and third hour, I will be playing some of the best country music as I just played. That was There Is No Arizona by Jamie O'Neill. Coming up in the first set, we've got Don't Be Stupid by Shania Twain, She's in Love with the Boy by Trisha Yearwood, and Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Now, during the second hour, I'll be calling in to the Daryl Wynn Sports Talk Show and talking with him about sports. I'm still trying to he wanted to the best five quarterbacks of all time, the top five running backs and wide receivers. and I don't have it. So, but anyway, during the second hour, we will be calling into his show and speaking with him. And then we'll return back to the music during the third hour. But if you'd like to call in and say hello, you may do so at 347-850-1572, as I am on for another 2 hours and 54 minutes. And because this is a dual show, I'm just going to try to wing it a little bit until he gets into the his studios, and which is in Charlotte, North Carolina. And during that second hour, if you would like to call in, you may do so at either 917-388-4571 or 317-850-1572, either way, to speak to both of your hosts, which is me and Daryl Wynn. So we're going to get started with the music during the first set. And like I said, we'll be playing in the first set some Shania Twain, Trisha Yearwood, and Dolly Parton. So please enjoy, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes or so.
watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love, boy. She's in love, boy. She's in love, boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on I fly the tasty breeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says my high school and will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. You yourself was just a hasty plowboy and didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. 3:17 in the p.m. here in the beautiful Sun Valley area here in Sun Valley, Idaho. Thank you so much for listening today. Guest caller number is 347-850-1572 for archive purposes. Today is January 2010. That was Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Also in that set, we heard She's in Love with the Boy by Trisha Yearwood. And we started that set off with Don't Be Stupid by Shania Twain. Coming up in the next set, we have Toby Keith. We have Jessica Andrews, Faith Hill, and Alan Jackson, and Carrie Underwood, and Tim McGraw here on KSLP Internet Radio Special, some of the best country music I could find. So, all right, we're going to get this set started with Tim McGraw. This is Live Like You Were Dying here on KSLP Internet Radio.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about the sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion, and I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I'd been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds as it
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. And I can feel you breathe. It's watching over me.
Living in your radio, how do you like me? right now. When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he threw them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Just Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sobbed for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride, the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, or speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching, turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family, thank God you had somebody to love? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I've talked to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Since the day they got married,
Radio. Good afternoon to you. 3:43 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live from our KSLP Internet Radio studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. That was Carrie Underwood with All American Girl. Also in that set, we heard Alan Jackson, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, Who I Am by Jessica Andrews, How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith, Faith Hill with Breathe, and we started that set off with Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw. Coming up in the next set, we have Something More by Sugarland, Sweet Southern Comfort by Buddy Jewell, Mountain Music by Alabama, and that should bring us close to the top of the hour, and then we will call in to Daryl Wynn's sports show and have a show with him for an hour, and then we will return back to the music. In the meantime, let's get back to the songs. And this is Buddy Jewell. This is Sweet Southern Comfort here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much for listening today.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia, sweet the sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide roll. The muddy waters, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me, carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek, kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week, with rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard.
Just a snapshot of down home Dixie. Could be anywhere you are, in Carolina or in Georgia. Open arms are waiting for you. Louisiana, yellow roses, of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, old man river whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it. There's no place I'd rather be than Carolina or in Georgia. Smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama. Rough tide road. Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on.
See that mountain over there? Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain.
Oh, play me some mountain music like grandma and grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, 3:55 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ CVP, broadcasting live from the KSLP Internet Radio studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. Guest call-in number is 347-850-1572. We have 2 hours and 3 minutes left of our show. In just a minute, we will be calling in to the Daryl Wynn Sports Talk program, so that way we can do our sport shows together, and then we will be back at the top of next hour, which will be 5 o'clock Mountain Time, to play some more great country music. What we just heard was Something More by Sugarland, Sweet Southern Comfort by Buddy Jewell, and we started that little mini set out with Mountain Music by Alabama. Again, this is your host, DJ CVP. You can join me every night at midnight Mountain Time. That's 2 a.m. East Coast time, 11 p.m. Pacific time, almost every night. I will be on tonight live from the beautiful Sun Valley Inn on location in Sun Valley, Idaho. And I'll be having 3 hours of my favorite music. And you can call in if you want to and say hello and just go from there. So in just 1 minute, we will attempt to go ahead and call his show. And then his show will start right at the top of the hour. And once we, it's now saying we have a minute to do that. So bear with me 1 second here while I do this. 917-388-4571.
Blog Talk Radio. Your show is scheduled to start in 1:34. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay, so we're going to put that on mute for just a minute, and then, as the announcer said, 1:34 until his show starts. So, actually, it's now less than a minute, so I'll go ahead and clip back in here. And in just a minute, we're going to be joining up with him and talk about sports. And he wants to talk about the top five quarterbacks, top five wide receivers, and the top five running backs of the last, well, ever in the NFL. So if you would like to call in, you may do so at 917-388-4571 or 317-850-1572. And we are now just about to enter the second hour of KSLP Internet Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. And this is the Sports Hour.
Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host for tonight. My name is I'm Darrell Wynn. And it's all about sports. I'm having my show from Charlotte, North Carolina. And in a minute, my co-host will be joining us. So I'd like to give you your scores of yesterday. College basketball, Indiana beat Penn State, 87-61. College of Charleston beat Furnham, 92-80. Jacksonville State beat Tennessee State, 67-65. UNC Asheville beat Wentworth, 66-53. UNC Greensboro beat Chattanooga, 62-49. Stanford beat Eaton, 50-50-49. Wofford, 44. Capital, 42. Gardner-Webb, 67. Presbyterian, 57. High Point, 81. Liberty, 53. And women, Duke, 69, Virginia Tech, 38, Florida State, 96, Harvard, 52, Virginia, 70, Boston College, 68. In NBA, Cleveland beat the L.A. Lakers, 93-87. Denver beat the L.A. Clippers, 105-85. In NHL, Columbus beat Boston, 3-2. New York Islanders beat Florida, 2-1. Carolina beat Atlanta, 5-2. Washington beat Pittsburgh, 63. Phoenix beat Nashville, 42. Vancouver beat Dallas, 4-3. San Jose beat Nashville, 3-1. Ottawa beat St. Louis, 3-2. Philly beat the Rangers, 2-0. Tampa Bay beat Toronto, 3-2. Detroit, 7-2 over Minnesota. Chicago, 3-1. And LA beat Buffalo, 4-3. I'm going to turn in the host, and his name is Steve. He's my host from Sun Valley, Idaho.
You there?
Yes, you are. Are you on?
Yes, I am. I've been on for the last hour playing some of the best country music that I could find. And after this hour with you, I will continue that for one more hour playing some of the best country music that I could find. And if you'd like to call in and talk about sports, you may do so at either 917-388-4571 or 317-850-1572. And thank you for joining both me and Daryl today. I am broadcasting live from the KSLP Internet Radio Studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. And Daryl is broadcasting live from his home in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're going to be talking about sports, whatever you like to talk about. And thanks for running over those scores in college basketball, NBA, and the NHL. So,
today's show is going to be a little different. Today, me and my co-host are going to talk about the five top quarterbacks that we think are the five top quarterbacks. And the five top running backs and tight ends.
Don't scare me like that. I mean, I barely know enough about the wide receivers and the running backs. Okay, I have a cheat sheet here. Okay, but and now you want to throw in tight ends also? It's like, whoa. That's so you know. Oh yeah. Top five strength coaches of all time.
Ooh. Wow. You might agree with me and disagree on the five. This is who I have. You tell me if you agree or disagree. I have Joe Namath. Joe Namath.
Uh-huh.
Bob Greasy.
Okay.
Bart Starr.
Okay.
Doug Williams.
Okay.
Jim Plunkett.
Okay.
Kenny Anderson. I can't say his name right. Daryl Maletica. He's a quarterback for Oakland a long time ago. Mm. And Bart Starr. Which of the eight do you agree or just disagree on?
Look, I'm only 31, so a lot of them I never saw play. And I know about, I mean, I've heard of, but I don't know them. It's like, where's your Terry Bradshaw, you know? Where is your Steve Young and Joe Montana on that list?
So when you start doing this, it's hard to remember all of them.
Yeah, I know.
Because some of the ones I got down, I knew it was more, but then, you know, you start thinking, damn, it's hard to remember every one. I mean, they were good, too.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's just hard to remember every single one. Quarterback, even the quarterback that used to play for New Orleans, he has two sons playing for football right now. Eli Manning, his dad, played for New Orleans as quarterback.
Archie Manning.
Yeah, see? That was another one.
Yeah.
So you can't remember all of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to say the top five because there's so many good ones. I mean, like, for example, Lynn Dawson played 19 years from 1957 through 75. He had 239 total touchdowns, 183 interceptions, 28,711 yards. His quarterback rating overall was 82.6, and he made the Hall of Fame in 1987. I mean, there's just so many different ones that, you know, it's hard to say, well, yeah, he's the top five, because it's all subjective, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you can say, I mean, it's hard to say who, it's hard to say you can pick your all ever top ten, because
yeah.
It's just, it was too many quarterbacks that maybe I didn't see, like, okay, I'm a little older than you, but I didn't see, you didn't see, you heard of them.
Yeah.
If you've never seen them play. And trying to say they're your top 10, you're going to leave out a lot.
The only way somebody could ever do the top five quarterbacks is if they're like 125 years old and they've seen every single game for the last 75 years. You know?
Yeah.
That's just not possible, though. But, I mean, like I said, there's so many, you know, it's hard to say, well, you know, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. There's a lot of them that you can say that about, you know?
Yeah.
Plus,
you can put
it's
that far
a different,
in there.
Plus, it's a different game today than it was 30, 40 years ago. I mean, it's that in every sport, you know, it's a different game. It's a different style of game. So.
And if anybody had any comments, you give me a call at 917-388-4571, Steve.
Or 317-347-850-1572.
But like you said, Steve, when Joe Namath played and Bob Greasy played and Brett Starr played, okay, that was back, okay, the style of football they played, they probably was the best quarterbacks back then.
Yeah.
And so you try to compare it to the quarterbacks now, you can't because,
yeah,
said back then, it's a whole difference.
Yeah, exactly. It's subjective. You know, everything is subjective. I mean, if you say, okay, well, what's your top five of the last, say, 20 years, and then what's your top five of between 20 and 40 years ago, you know, then that would be different. You know, that would be, well, okay. Here's your top five now, and then here's your top five before this top five, you know. And but it's all subjective, you know. So.
But it was a great quarterback for the name. I mean.
Oh yeah, definitely. And Joe Namath was one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Definitely, I definitely would agree with that.
Bob Greasy was good in his time.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just, you know, how many Super Bowls or championships, because the Super Bowl is only, you know, 40 years old, or give or take a few years, 44 years old. You know, before that it was the NFL championship, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not a matter of how many championships you've won. It's just, you know, your stats, your overall stats, and how many passing yards you've had.
If you look at it, the ones I named, if you look at it, Joe Namath only won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl three.
Yeah, that's the only one he ever won.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, you can't base it on that because he had a brilliant career, but he only won one Super Bowl.
I mean, there's some quarterbacks, say Dan Marino, went their whole career without ever winning a Super Bowl.
He did win one, didn't he?
I don't think so. 84? I think they won got the AFC Championship, but I don't think they won the Super Bowl that year.
Okay. Well, like you said, Bob Greasy won two. I think he won two.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Starr, he won a Super Bowl. And another person, Doug Williams, the only Super Bowl he got is with Washington.
Yeah.
That was on him and Joe Namath is the same. They both had good stats and good records, but if you go by the Super Bowl, they only got one.
Yeah.
And that's the only one they ever got. So you can't say, some people can say they wasn't a good quarterback because they only won one Super Bowl. That's you did the whole year.
That's a team thing. You know, that's not just one person. That's that takes 53 guys, you know, playing their asses off and doing the best they can do to win a Super Bowl. It's not just one guy. Now, I mean, yeah, the quarterback is the leader of the team, but still, it's not just that one guy that you know, he has to have good receivers, he has to have good blockers, and, you know, he has to have a good coach that gives some good calls, and he has to have a good defense to prevent the other team from scoring. So it's just because someone is a good quarterback doesn't mean, or just because somebody didn't win a championship doesn't mean that they're not a good quarterback. So,
I mean, like Kenny Anderson. Now, I've seen him play because he played for Cincinnati Bengals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every time they went to the Super Bowl, guess who they played? San Francisco, okay?
Yeah.
San Francisco beat them with no time left on the clock. Every time. I forgot the quarterback was back then. Joe Montana.
Yeah.
So, Kenny Anderson then went to the Super Bowl, but they couldn't beat San Francisco. Every time they went, they used to play San Francisco, and San Francisco pulled it out in the last few seconds.
That was
okay,
like
are you
Buffalo
saying?
Bills.
Doug
Flutie, you know?
Yep. There's another good quarterback.
Yeah.
So can you say that because Kenny Anderson didn't never win a Super Bowl, he wasn't good? No.
No.
His team just didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the players, he had the team, he had the stats.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco was just better.
Yep.
And why I did it, because a lot of people say the old quarterbacks had it easy. Nobody had it easy. Nobody has it. They said they had it easier than the quarterbacks today. I can't say they did.
No, I think they had it worse than the quarterbacks today. There's so many rules in place, you know, today to protect the quarterback that wasn't in place, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, you didn't have roughing the quarterback. You got hit.
Yeah.
Pure and simple.
You got hit hard.
And it wasn't a penalty.
Nope.
I mean, the way the quarterback got hit back then, it'd be a lot of penalties now.
Oh, yeah.
Much more than you see. Because it wasn't a protecting the quarterback. If you're going to be a quarterback, you're going to take the hit. And a lot of them took the hits. A lot of them got hurt. A lot of career ended early.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Well, see, I put Brett Favre in that too because he's 40. He's been around. He's been through that. You know, he's been through the different changes.
Yeah, and he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he could win his second one.
And hopefully he will win his second one.
You know, it's all about the talent and what you got. Like you said, it takes 53 players to do it. Okay,
yeah.
The quarterback is a leader. But like you said, you got to have a running back, tight end, line. You got to have all that to do it before you can.
Got to have a great wide receiver that will charge down the field and, you know, when the quarterback airs out the ball and to catch it and, you know, not be all thumbs, you know, to catch it.
Well, you got plenty of those now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, let me see if you agree with this. My running back. You might not agree with one right off the top. O.J. Simpson? Amy laughing at that one. Barry Sanders.
Well,
Larry Zonka.
I mean,
Walter Payton. Jim Brown.
The thing with O.J. Simpson, the best running he did was not on the football field. The best
no, we're talking about football.
I'm just saying the best running he did, and I'm not talking about those Hertz commercials where he's running through the airport. Of course, you can't even do that nowadays. They'll say you're a security risk. But, no, the best running he did was in 1994 in that white Bronco. That was the best running he did. Slow running, but still. But
he was a good running back.
He was a good running back. He was a good football player.
Yep. You can't take that away from him.
No, you can't take that away from him. But he's made stupid decisions off of the field, like other people. I mean, you know, he's human, and he's made dumb decisions off of the field that has now influenced the way people that are not thinkers, people that don't think about it. They just react. But those people, he has influenced as well. Obviously, he wasn't a good football player. No, he was a good football player. Former Heisman Trophy winner. He was a good football player. He just made dumb decisions. And I'm not talking about in his acting. No, I'm not talking about in the commercials that he did. But in his personal life, he made stupid, dumb decisions that screwed him up.
That tainted his whole career.
And not only changed his whole career, but changed the persona of the way people think about him. Most people.
Yeah. Anybody have any input on that, give me a call at 917-388-4571. And Steve, how about Barry Bassett? We know he walked away, okay, from football, from the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
But I think he was just tired. He did what he could. He didn't figure they were going to do anything, and he made it to the playoffs once.
Well, he was right on that one. He was right on that one. I mean, hell, he played for the worst team in the league, the Detroit Lions. I mean, again, it's not just one player, and he couldn't do it all himself.
He didn't have
a good team around him. Maybe they made the playoffs once.
We lost to the Phillies.
See, so but, I mean, that's
he had
somebody.
Good, he was good.
He was good. He was very good. Barry Sanders was very good, and I remember seeing him play against Falcons a few times. He was a good running back, but he never won a Super Bowl. But that should not diminish the fact that he was a good running back.
Yeah. He would make you miss. He'd make you miss, and you stand there and go, how?
Yeah.
And where did he go? It's like, okay, who's he and where did he go? You know.
Yeah.
And another good running back was Larry Zonka.
Oh, yeah.
He played for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
See, it was so many great quarterbacks out there. Walter Payton. He was another great one. They used to call him Sweetness.
I saw Payton play. I saw Walter Payton play.
And he was good.
You know, I remember him in the 85 Super Bowl. I remember him. And, you know, God rest his soul, you know. But I remember him playing. He was absolutely one of the greatest players, overall players. One of the greatest and one of the most, I believe he was one of the nicest. I mean, you never heard about him getting in trouble or anything, right?
No.
And he didn't do what you know, like Chad Johnson or Warren Sapp or one of them idiots. You know, he didn't showboat it on the field, you know, did he?
Nope.
No, he... See, it was a different time, but see, I wish we could go back to that time as far as NFL goes, because he cared about his team. They won the Super Bowl in '85. Of course, they had a great coach, Mike Ditka, great coach. But he was a good player and a decent player. I mean, decent human being, and you know. How he passed away, you know, nobody deserves that. But, you know, he was one of the greatest, absolutely. I definitely agree with that one.
Jim Brown, I never seen him, but I heard he was a great running back,
uh-huh.
you know, back in his day. You know, I mean, it's a lot of players, running backs, that kind of copied him. Well, you know that, too, because you heard him.
Yeah.
Because the way he ran, the way he did, he didn't ever have any problems when he played football. So it's a lot of players out there that, let me ask you a question. Compared to these five running backs, do you see any of these five running backs in the running backs today? Style.
Well, as far as power, I mean, you know, Maurice Jones-Drew, I mean, he's 5'7", but, I mean, he's a small package, but he's powerful. The way he has run over defenders in the past, he just plays for a sorry team. Yeah, that's my team, but he still plays for a sorry team, you know?
Yeah.
I see it in him. Now, Randy Moss, well, he's a wide receiver, but still, you know, if he didn't have the attitude that he had, you know, he would be, to me, he would be considered better than he is. So.
Yeah. And how about Minnesota's quarterback? I mean, running back.
Peterson?
He's between a Barry Sanders
mm-hmm.
and a Walter Payton slash.
Yeah, he's explosive. If he gets open, you know, he's pretty much gone, you know, if he gets open. But that's why between Favre and Peterson and the rookie wide receiver, Percy Harvin from Florida, that is why I'm picking Minnesota to beat New Orleans.
You got Amy's picks, right?
I got her picks. She
okay.
She her and you have the same picks.
Yep. All right, do you have any country songs, Steve?
I've been playing them. I still got a bunch of them. So actually,
well,
I've got a new one by a brand new one by Taylor Swift. This is from the upcoming movie Valentine's Day.
All right.
And you want me to play it?
Yeah, well, I can let Amy hear it.
Yeah. Okay. This is called "Today Was a Fairy Tale" by Taylor Swift. Again, this is from the upcoming movie Valentine's Day. And here on KSLP Internet Radio's and blogtalkradio.com. And we're with Daryl Wynn. I'm your co-host, DJ Stevie P. And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Today was a fairy tale, you were the prince. I used to be a damsel in distress. You took me by the hand and you picked me up at six. Today was a fairy tale.
Fairy tale. I'm so down. Never you're
KSLP Internet Radio. Good afternoon to you, 4:27 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho, 6:27 in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was a brand new song by Taylor Swift. That was Today Was a Fairy Tale from the upcoming movie called Valentine's Day. And I'm back with my co-host, Daryl Wynn. You're on?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So
what did Amy think of that song?
He said, what you think of it? She got thumbs up for it.
Cool. Yeah.
If anybody got anything to talk about, give me a call at 917-388-4571.
Or 347-850-1572. We're going to be on the air for another 31 minutes, and then I will continue with more of my favorite country songs for another hour, as I had in the past hour. And if you've missed anything from the past hour, you may download either one of our shows after our shows are over, about 20 minutes after our shows are over. They're available for download through blogtalkradio.com. So mine will be available after 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So,
and mine will be available 20 minutes after my show.
Yep.
So, yeah. But now, you know what? For the white receivers, I didn't come up with any.
You didn't come up with any?
Well, I came up with Tim Brown.
Uh-huh.
Then I got stuck.
Jerry Rice.
See, it's hard to think of all those players.
Yeah.
You got Chacho Cinco. quit laughing, Steve.
I'm sorry. That's funny. That's like saying that. I don't know. That's like saying that Vanilla Coke is the best Coke ever. I mean, come on now. I'm not calling Chad Johnson, and that's his name. I mean, I could say Chad Asshole. It's the same thing. But I'm not calling him Vanilla Coke. I'm just saying it's the same comparison, you know. Now what about Emmitt Smith?
I liked him and I didn't like him.
Why did you not like him?
Because, see, Barry Sanders could have broke the record. And not,
yeah,
Emmitt. The only reason Emmitt broke it because Barry walked away.
Yeah.
That was the only way he won. He got it because Barry walked away. Because it was Barry's.
Yeah. Well, you know, not only is he a former, how many Super Bowls did he win? Two or three?
Yeah.
With the Cowboys. You know,
yeah,
he's also one of the Dancing with the Stars champions. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
He's the first Dancing with the Stars champion.
First one, yes. you know, plus he's a former Gator, so, you know,
you and your Gators.
Once a Gator, always a Gator. Sorry, you know. So.
And they really look at. Well, oh, on this note, what do you think about the UConn coach?
What about him?
Oh, you didn't know? He stepped aside for medical?
Uh-uh.
I mean, not UConn. Is it UConn? No, Mass. UMass. The one that always have trouble. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You remember the one that last year the coach for the UMass football basketball team?
Yeah.
Well, you know he stepped aside.
Uh-huh.
Or was it UConn? Remember when last year he had, is it 2 years ago, last year he had cancer? Yeah, his doctor told him to step aside for medical reasons again.
Oh, wow.
Yes, his assistant coach was taking his place.
Yeah, so he stepped aside.
You know, my thought on that is I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a team I hate or a team I love. If a doctor is telling you that you need to take a break, then take a break, you know. No job, and if people are understanding, they'll let you come back, you know. No
yeah.
job is worth you dying over, you know.
No.
And
it's
if you got cancer, well, that should take precedent over, you know, a coaching job. Or if you, say, have heart problems, and you know who I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Yes. Which we've discussed before in some length. And it's like if you it doesn't matter who the coach is. I mean, it could be the worst coach out there, Lane Kiffin. you know, well, you know, you never want to see anybody have any problems like that. I think that's a toss up. he already has some mental problems, obviously. Just ask anybody in Tennessee what they think of Lane Kiffin now, you know.
They still like him.
Oh, no, they don't.
If they got anything on that comment, give me a call at 917-388-4571. And that's how many people disagree with my co-host about Wayne Kiffin. I know there's some people out there from Tennessee that disagree with Steve about Wayne Kiffin. I mean, he's...
If you take a job and then you make a stupid-ass promise that you're going to lead the band in Rocky Top down in the swamp the first year, and then after your first year, you decide to hightail your sorry ass to USC. No offense to USC, it's a good job, but I feel sorry for them for accepting that, you know, pathetic prick. But if you're going to do that, just leave up in the middle of the night. Plus, now there's allegations that some of his assistants were calling some of these recruits that was going to go to Tennessee to get them to go elsewhere.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, that's just wrong. It's like, you know, seriously, that's just wrong. If anybody out there agrees with me, you can call in at 347-850-1572 or 917-388-4571, either number. One is for mine and one is for Daryl's, but you would be on the air with both of us. So just tell us what you think, because I think personally he's a jerk, and, you know, he's now had coaching jobs in the last 3 years. You see what a debacle, well, part of it's the owner's fault, but you see what a debacle he did in Oakland. Of course, Al Davis is not easy to work for, I've been told. But and then the job he did in Tennessee. And
he did a good job in Tennessee. He got him to a bowl. He got him to a bowl.
He might have got him to a bowl, but only 6 wins gets you to a bowl. I mean, come on now. You know, there was a lot of teams that that got to a bowl, you know, but that doesn't mean nothing. But he made that promise. He riled up those Tennessee fans and made that promise that they was going to lead the band. He was going to lead the band in playing Rocky Top down in the swamp last year. Of course, it didn't happen. Now, it was a close game, yes. It was a close game, and it almost happened, but it didn't happen. But,
yeah.
You know, now, you know, I'd like to see you know, Washington and Oregon and Washington State, Oregon State, Arizona, Arizona State, any of those teams in the Pac-10, California, the Golden Bears of California, I'd like to see them all just whoop his ass on the field every single week.
Because you know that ain't going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen, but I can wish for it to happen, can't I?
Yeah, because you know USC ain't going to be good like they were.
No, no. I mean, following Pete Carroll is like, following Mike Ditka. I mean, it's just, you know, as far as USC now he'll have to reprove himself in the NFL, Pete Carroll, with the team closest to me, which is one of the teams closest to me, which is Seattle. I don't care for Seattle, but he'll have to prove himself. Of course, that's a pretty weak division, the NFC West. San Francisco, Arizona, St. Louis, and
Seattle. Both of those teams was in the playoff now. They weren't that weak. Both of those teams was in the playoff.
You could win five games in that division and still make the playoffs. You could go 5-11 in that division and still make the playoffs as a division winner.
But you know, a lot of people out there disagree with you there. A lot of people think that West Coast is a good conference.
That is the weakest division in the National Football League, bar none. It's the NFC West.
Well, where do you think the conference Detroit's in?
They're in the NFC North.
Yeah.
I said division, not conference.
Well,
that's a strong conference. You got some good teams in that conference. Minnesota, New Orleans, Green Bay, you know. In both conferences of the NFL, you have your good teams and you have your sucky teams. Then you have your in-between teams, your pretenders, as I call them. They think they're good until they get out and play teams that are worse than them, and then they prove they could beat the good teams, but then they play sorry against the bad teams.
That is true. If anybody's curious, the conference that I do basketball score for, the A-10, the Temple Owls are the number one team in there, and we're number five in our conference because we won. We beat Richmond. So Saturday we play LaSalle. So and then Wednesday we play Temple. So
what's your record?
Well, we're 13-5 and 3-1 in the conference. Temple is something overall, but they 5-0 in the conference. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got the A-10. They said right now the A-10 is one of the eight conferences. Is it in the RPI?
Yeah.
They're the eight toughest in the RPI.
Wow.
I think that's good for us. I know there's other conferences better than us, but just to be in the top 10 comp, you know, rating really that top 10 of the conferences is good.
Definitely.
We won't say nothing about your team, Florida. They suck. They really do.
Well,
my grandma's team could beat them. Blindfolded.
Okay.
We could take a high school team out there and beat them. Blindfolded. They just sorry. I'm sorry. That light schedule they had made them soft.
Okay, here is the standings for your conference, the Atlantic 10 Conference.
Yep.
You have Temple's in first, they're 16-3. Xavier is 12-6. overall. Rhode Island is 15-2. Dayton is 14-4. Charlotte is 13-5. But in the conference, Temple is 4-0. At Xavier is 4-1. And then you've got basically you're tied for third because you got four teams that are 3-1. Rhode Island, Dayton, Charlotte, and St. Louis. So, and then Richmond, LaSalle, St. Bonaventure, George Washington, St. Joseph's, UMass, Fordham, and then there's another one that starts with a D. I can't. You know which one I'm talking about. I can't pronounce
Duquesne.
That.
Duquesne.
Yeah. So.
We just beat Richmond. We played
the
South Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, it's a good conference, and we're right up there.
Uh-huh. Well, your schedule, hold on one second here. All right. Your conference coming up, let's see.
We got LaSalle.
Yeah.
We got Temple.
Let's see here. What's today, the 22nd?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on Saturday you play at LaSalle. Where's that at, by the way?
Philadelphia.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you play at LaSalle, and then you play number 17 Temple on the 27th. You play at UMass on the 30th, and then George Washington on February 3rd, and Fordham on February 6th. So, and the one on January 30th will be on ESPNU.
That's UMass.
Yeah. So that game will be on ESPNU at 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Yep.
So, and then...
we play Xavier again and we play Dayton.
Yeah. And then you end the season at Rhode Island and then play in Richmond.
Yep.
On March the 6th.
Yep.
So...
It's not easy.
No.
It's not an easy schedule.
No. So your conference is eighth.
Yep.
That's good. That's very good.
Well, you know who's number one?
Probably the ACC.
No.
Big Ten?
SEC.
Really?
Yeah. Then there's the ACC, and then the Big Ten, and down. You know, it's good conferences out there. I still say Kentucky ain't going to be number one all the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. I know the girls from Connecticut, they do it.
Yeah.
They're good. Have you ever seen a girl from Connecticut play?
UConn Huskies?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's the coach. Their men coach has to step aside because of his problems.
Okay.
But the girls, last year they went undefeated.
Yeah.
And they undefeated this year. I don't know how many years straight they can go undefeated without somebody beating them.
Well, you know, when you think of women's college basketball, there's three teams that come to mind that just dominate, and that's UConn, that's Rutgers, and that's Tennessee. Those three seem to, it doesn't matter what year it is, they always seem to be either in the Elite Eight or Final Four of the one of those three teams, definitely, in women's college basketball.
Yep.
So those are probably the three best, you know, women's college basketball teams out there. It's Rutgers,
yeah,
and then UConn and Tennessee.
But you know what? And I'm surprised.
What's
if anybody's going to comment on this, give me a call at 917 388-4571. You haven't heard too much about Tennessee this year, their women's program, and past summer. Are they down this year? I mean, I haven't heard anything about them.
You know, let me take a look. Hold on one second. I got this thing up, so let me take a look, see how they're doing.
They must be having a down year because there ain't too
much
there.
Actually, the top comp, when I bring up women's basketball, it says Georgia upsets number 3 Tennessee, but the big winner is Nebraska, a new number 1 seed in bracketology. So, it says
past summer, you're having a hard time.
Hold on, let me check the standings on that. And
so it's
the rankings. Connecticut is number 1. They're 17-0. This is women's basketball. Stanford is 2. Tennessee is 3. Notre Dame, Ohio State, Duke, Nebraska, Georgia, Texas A&M, Baylor, Xavier, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Florida State, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Green Bay, LSU, Georgetown, Texas, Vanderbilt, Georgia Tech, TCU, Vermont, and Virginia.
They're quiet number 3 because you don't hear too much of them this year.
Yeah. But, of course, also, you know about Boston College women's team. The guy that was just elected senator from Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
his daughter plays on that team.
Oh, does she?
His daughter, Ayla Brown, is her name. And the one that won the other night, political upset, was Scott Brown. And, she's a Boston College guard, so, but they lost 70-68 to Virginia.
Wow.
But,
you know, you know what it's going to come down this year?
What?
Now, see, last year, this time, we didn't win our 11th game. We were 11-27, the men, okay? We didn't win our 11th game until February last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see a complete turnaround for us this year.
Right.
So, like you said, right now, with these conferences, it's a battle to stay good and win because the NCAA is looking at you now to get in that tournament.
Yeah.
You gotta win. If you want the NCAA to look at you, you gotta win.
Oh, definitely.
And you gotta have you can have a so-so win, but you better beat some good teams.
Mhm.
You know, we're 31 ranked right now.
Mhm.
So I mean, it's good. We're not high rated, but we're still in there. So if we're 31, at least the NCAA is giving us a rating.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at least they know we're playing good and we're in that mix. The only problem is to stay in that mix.
Yeah.
Because you lose, you're out.
It's either win or go home.
It's not like football, baseball. You got a chance. It's like you get that rating, you stay in it, you win. But I mean, it's not all about the rating. It's about who you play.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about the strength of schedule, definitely.
Yeah. And see, the A-10 got a better strength. They got a better strength schedule than a lot of conferences.
Uh huh.
Now see. Some of these conferences, like I'm thinking one. Steve, question to ask you.
What?
We're still talking about sports, but we're into college basketball right now.
Uh-huh.
How come most good college football teams, okay?
Right.
Like Boise, Utah, who else? I'm trying to think of some other school. Okay, leave it like that. How come their basketball program is not that strong?
You know, I'm not sure. Because
you know what? Some of the strongest college football teams, you do not hear about their basketball programs.
Well,
you don't.
Some schools focus on football. Some focus on basketball. Some focus on hockey. You know, that's
so
just the way
just,
it is.
So your boy, like the Boise basketball team.
Oh God.
I guess they're just sucky.
Well, all the teams from Boise State are sucky. Thank you very much. So, yes, I just said that. And yes,
I mean, you don't hear too many teams from the WAC that are good.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you know, let's see. Let's check real quick. Okay.
mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. The Western Athletic Conference, Louisiana Tech, they're 17-3
okay.
right now.
Okay.
New Mexico State's 12-7. Utah State's 14-6. Nevada's 12-7. San Jose State is 10-8. Fresno State's 10-10. Hawaii is 9-10. Idaho is 8-8, and Boise State is in dead last. They're 9-11 overall, 0-7 in the conference.
Wow.
That's why I was laughing.
They're that bad.
Yeah, they are bad. That's why you never hear about their basketball team. That's why I guess that's why they spend so much emphasis on their stupid football team, is because they're trying to cover, they're trying to mask how bad their basketball team is, you know.
That's
for
bad.
Example, yeah, that is bad. For example, as soon as I can find it here. Okay. Well, you know, Florida is not bad as far as basketball. They're in
no.
the middle. There's four teams in the Southeastern Conference right now that is undefeated: Kentucky, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Mississippi State. This is men's basketball. But Florida is 2-2. South Carolina is 2-2. And then you have Arkansas is 1-2, Alabama's 1-3, Auburn's 1-3, LSU's 0-4, and Georgia's 0-3. These are in the conference. Florida's overall record is 13-5. So it's not too bad, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're in the same conference with Kentucky and Tennessee, and Kentucky's 18-0, and Tennessee is 15-2, and Vandy is 14-3, and then Mississippi State is 15-3, and Mississippi is 14-4. It's gonna, you know, no wonder the Southeastern Conference is number one in the RPI ranking.
See, but you know what? You want to know where the Mountain West Conference is?
Where?
They're not rated. I'm sorry, they're not rated nowhere. I mean, they got good teams, but their basketball program is better than their football program because they play better teams.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't understand that.
We have
1 minute.
A minute left of this show, and I'm going to continue on. And I want to say thank you to my co-host, Daryl Wynn. This has been a fun hour talking
all
about
right.
sports. If you'd like to continue hearing some great country music, you may do so for the next hour. And so I'm going to say goodbye to my co-host for now.
So all right, goodbye.
I will talk to you later. And we are going to continue on with the music now. And from this is Aaron Tipton. Coming up in this first set on this hour, just a minute. Okay, we have just a second here. Switchboard. Okay, in this first set, this hour, we have Aaron Tipton, we have Jewel, we have Charlie Daniels, Trick Pony, Cindy Thompson, and we're going to start off the set with Sarah Evans. This is Suds in a Bucket here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We will be on for one more hour here from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho, and the KSLP Internet Radio Studios.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when her prince pulled up, a wife pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming, it was only just a matter of time, plenty old enough. You can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story and run. Of course you can't spend time, and you can't stop love. Now all the fitties in the beauty shop got them going non-stop, sipping on pink lemonade. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman that's just gone in a blink of an eye. She left the tub in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line.
No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Radio, good afternoon to you, 5:06 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. That was Cindy Thompson with What I Really Meant to Say. Before that, we heard Sarah Evans with Suds in a Bucket. We do have some breaking news coming into the KSLP Internet Radio studios. This is from the local paper here, the Idaho Mountain Express. It says a skier gravely injured in Baldy avalanche. Baldy is one of the mountains here, and we've had massive amounts of snow in the last week here. And it says, I'm reading this from the teleprompter here. It says, a skier buried and seriously injured in an avalanche on Bald Mountain was removed from the ski mountain about 3:30 p.m. today and taken by ambulance to a medical facility. Initial reports indicate that the skier, a man, was unconscious after being removed from the avalanche debris and remained unconscious as he was transferred to an ambulance at the River Run base of the mountain. The Express is trying to get details on the victim and his condition. Reports indicate that the skier was buried by an inbound avalanche off the side of Lower Broadway Ski Run, below the bottom of the Seattle Ridge chairlift.
The run leads to the Cold Springs chairlift. Witnesses say the avalanche occurred some 20 to 30 yards off the main trail, but still within bounds. One witness said other skiers in the area rushed to move away from the area of the avalanche. A Sun Valley worker said the avalanche slid into a steep area between Gun Tower Lane, Cat Track, and Lower Broadway. Sun Valley Ski Patrol members successfully located and rescued the man from the snow. Reports indicate emergency workers were seen performing CPR on the victim at the base of the mountain after he was transported down from higher elevations. The victim was transported from mid-mountain to the base on the new roundhouse gondola. So that's good. That means there's plenty of room to transfer. The story will be updated as soon as more info becomes available. So as soon as I see more info, I will definitely let you all know. We're going to get back to the music now. And we have 50 minutes left. Coming up, we have Trick Pony. We have Charlie Daniels, Jewel, and Aaron Tipton, and this is Leanne Rimes. This is Can't Fight the Moonlight here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much for listening today.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe, and there's a bell that still echoes the price that it cost to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. That bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you've got pride and you're proud to do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. The only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids, hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Where the stars and stripes.
Say to myself, self, why are you awake again? It's 1 a.m. Standing with the fridge wide open, staring at such a sight, fluorescent light. The stars are bright, might make a wish if I believed in that shit. But as it is, I might watch TV, cause it's nice to see people more messed up than me. Everything I need you to be. Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter. The point of it all, the festival.
Just waiting.
TV. You say it'll be alright, baby. Just wait and see. It's gonna be alright. Again, it's 1 a.m. staring, such a sight. Well, at least the stars are bright.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, will you dog fight? No child, no."
And when I was a young girl, my dad warned me about the opposite sex. He'd say, yeah, that's just what you need, some crazy boy with wild ideas. You know what always happens next. I tried to heed his advice, but now I'm thinking it sounds kind of nice. It's just what I need on a night like this. A long walk in the dark, someone I can't resist. A little rendezvous, a little mystery. Now when I look at you, I think that's just what I told me in this dog-eat-dog world, baby, you gotta work harder than a man. And she'd say, yeah, that's just what you need, some romance book Romeo calling you at work and messing up your plans. But nightfall, I slowed down, I stopped dreaming about you coming around. It's just what I need on a night like this. A long walk in the dark, someone I can't resist. A little rendezvous, a little mystery. Now when I look at you, I think that's just what I need. Moonlight, the sweet bliss, and melt. A real soul. When you hold me close, I know it's just what I need on a night like this. A long walk in the dark, someone I can't resist. A little rendezvous, a little mystery. Now when I look at you, I think that's just what I need. Yeah, just what I need.
Just what I need.
Yeah, that's just what I need.
Just what I need.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, 5:26 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, broadcasting live on location from the KSLP Internet Radio Studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. And we haven't received another update yet on that avalanche and the victim. Let's hope everything is okay with him. In that last set, we heard Can't Fight the Moonlight by Leon Rimes, Where the Stars and Stripes and Eagles Fly by Aaron Tipton, and Good Day by Jewel, The Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels, and we just heard On a Night Like This by Chick Pony. All right, so coming up in the next set, we have Kelly Pickler, Garth Brooks, Lone Star, and Taylor Swift. But we're going to start out this next set with Shania Twain. This is called You've Got a Way. You're on KSLP Internet Radio.
I gotta say, you really got away.
blaming all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. I was wrong, I just don't belong to them. I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on salt and grace. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
The first thing that came to his mind.
I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayer. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone. Said, I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm on. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. And you feel the love that we share. Oh, I'm already there. Oh, I'm already
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, 5:47 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. That was Lone Star with I'm Already There. Also in that set, you heard Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks, You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift, Best Days of Your Life by Kelly Pickler, and also You've Got Away by Shania Twain. We have a small update on that story that I brought to you earlier, that breaking news. According to the local paper here, their website is reporting that the skier has been gravely injured in the Bali avalanche. He has been transported to the Wood River Medical Center. That's about 3 miles south of the city of Ketchum here in central Idaho. And there's no other information. It says that somebody from the Sun Valley Resort states that the skier was buried at 2:31 p.m. by an avalanche off the side of the Lower Broadway Ski Run below Fire Trail Lane. Statement from the resort states that the Sun Valley Ski Patrol members located the man at 2:46. This is from Tim Silva. He's the general manager of the Sun Valley Resort. Our thoughts and prayers are with the skier and his family. We would like to acknowledge the outstanding efforts of the Sun Valley Ski Patrol and the Ketchum Fire Department. I will have more updates on this hopefully tonight at midnight. My next show is at midnight Mountain Time. Hopefully I can get some information and I will share it with you on that. So that's the latest update. Hopefully that the thoughts and prayers of this internet radio station here in Sun Valley also go out to the skier and his family. Hopefully it's nothing, well, obviously it's serious, but hopefully he gets better, the skier. Hopefully he gets better. And this is why I don't ski. This is exactly why I do not ski. And I might live in a ski area, I might work at a ski resort, but I do not ski for this reason right here. Too many things that can happen on a mountain. I've been on top of the mountain before, the one that, you know, there's too many things that could happen. And so it's better not to, for me personally, it's better not to do that. Okay, so anyway, we're going to get back to the music. We have 9 minutes left. You know, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye, and because we got 9 minutes left, we're going to finish up. We're going to play Lynyrd Skynyrd. We're going to play little Toby Keith, and also I'm going to try to get in that song that I played earlier during the show with Daryl Wynn. I'd like to thank him though for that hour of interesting conversation that we had. On our show, on the sports portion of the show. So we're going to go ahead and say goodbye, and this is Lynyrd Skynyrd with Sweet Home Alabama. Again, I will be back at 12 midnight, Mountain Time Zone time. That's 2 a.m. East, 11 p.m. Pacific, from the beautiful Sun Valley Inn in Sun Valley, Idaho, playing 3 hours of my favorite songs. You may join me at that time. You may also call in to listen at 347-850-1572, or if you want to say hi, you can do that also. But until then, have yourself a great evening, and try to stay safe no matter where you are in this great country of ours or here on this great planet that we have. So I'll talk to you later, and thank you.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Here comes Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole of the red, white, and blue. Oh, justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start a ring. Feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Damsel in distress, you took me by the hand and you picked me up at six. Today was a fairy tale.